The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And I think you're going to want to join the conversation today because I have Matt from Claimology with me today. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing today?
I mean, I'm fabulous.
Awesome. It's a great day to be here.
It is. It's a great day. And I love it when guests come in and they're smiling, which most everybody generally smiles.
Yeah.
But it just adds to, we were talking about that in my free segment about, you know, smiling and how when you bring that light in, it's infectious. So.
Absolutely. Well, that's what Florida does. Florida's got a lot of good sunshine and a lot of great people. And it's a nice place to be. This panhandle, this Emerald Coast area, the Florida place, this whole Emerald Coast is really, really very, very special. Very fortunate to be here. It's nice.
It is. And it definitely hooked me the first time I came down here. My first venture was in January They had their 20th anniversary celebrating Cat Country. And I came down here and it was chilly.
Yeah, it's a little
and
chilly.
I came from the land of chill, but it was gorgeous and it was beautiful. And I honestly, it was just, you know, when you have an image burnt in your brain, you just can't remove it. Well, that is what happened to me here. So.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Well, welcome here.
Well, thank you. Everybody's wonderful. Yeah. The community is amazing.
Yeah, this is a really cool, great space. It's just a really, it's nice. The Emerald Coast is a great, great family area. It's a great place to explore nature, kind of get back to roots a little bit, kind of. If you're looking for a place to decompress for a moment, this is a great space to do it.
Absolutely. And we all need to decompress. We don't like give ourselves that grace sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. So being new, I mean, I sit in the best seat in the house because I get to talk to tons of nonprofits, really fabulous businesses in the area. So I get to plead ignorance I keep saying this, everyone's like, stop saying it, for at least 2 years, right? But my seat here is great because I get to learn so many things and I get to learn things with our listeners. Some people have, you know of Claimology. Some people don't know enough. So I want to just kind of start at the beginning and talk a little bit about what you do and how you get into the business.
Sure. Well, Claimology is a resource. That's what we really like to consider. I like to consider what Claimology is. It's a resource to help individuals have access to the tools that they need to navigate the complex insurance claims world. And the reason why I say it's complex is because there's a lot of factors that go on that are involved in it. And we try to simplify it. It doesn't have to be so difficult. Claims shouldn't be that hard. You should have a claim. You should be able to present it to the carrier. You should be able to have that claim paid in what's called a good faith aspect. That's the law. That's the governing underlying law of how insurance, the vehicle, the mechanism of insurance is supposed to work. This utopian idea, which insurance is awesome. I mean, think about it. I mean, this is a beautiful concept. Insurance, everybody pays for it. It's a pool system that everyone shares the risk.
Right.
That's communal,
Right.
We're communists. I didn't see that coming in capitalism. Snuck that
Slam.
In.
Slam.
Right? No, no, but seriously, it's like everything else. It's great because the fact of the matter is it's a utopian idea. It's a blueprint for how we are, like, we share the risk with something happens. Those funds should be available, and I say should be available, to pay for those things because, unfortunately, in the state of Florida, in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, more than seven, but seven insurance companies that dealt directly with property and casualty. So things like when your house, they insure your house, they insure your car, those type of things, those physical, tangible assets. And these, you're able to look this up in Florida. You're able to go online, do a little research and see what's going on. Insurance is the health of a state, kind of. It's a large resource for the state to, for income and revenue. It's a revenue driver. And the reason why I say that is because it's one of the key factors of how things are done. You have health insurance, you have a lot of different mechanisms. You have food sector, but long story short, getting back away from the weeds of things, insurance, this great idea, seven insurance companies went out of business last year. They went bankrupt, insolvent.
Wow.
And so what happened in the state of Florida is that all of these seven insurance companies that were supposed to be viable and healthy, protecting the community, that's what it is, it's risk.
Right.
And there's risk. They weren't able to handle the risk. They went insolvent. And seven insurance companies were absorbed last year. So for all the newcomers here in the state of Florida, and for everyone that may not be so new, that may have been living here, but has not been affected by this, because not all Floridians were affected by this. However, the insurance market's changed. I'm sure every Floridian here has felt the insurance hike go up in their rates.
Yep.
And that's part and parcel of this whole economic thing that Florida is experiencing right now. So welcome to Florida. Welcome to the Sunshine State. Sunshine
Yay.
State.
Thank you for saying it that way. You sounded just like me. I say sunshine all the time.
Right. A little bit of sunshine, right?
Sunshine.
And it's a cool place to be. And hopefully here, as Claimology is an advocate center, if you have questions about insurance, if you have, hey, we don't sell insurance. I don't sell insurance. So I'm not here to sell a policy for you. The goal and the intent is to be a resource to say, hey, I've got an insurance question. I've got something going on. This is what's up. Do we have enough coverage? Because as public adjusters, as licensed public adjusters, we have the ability to read and interpret policy. That's what gives us the ability to be advocates for the insured. So on a very practical level, on a first party property claim, if you have damage to your home, your business, your vehicle, anything of that nature, your boat, your plane, we are able to come alongside and help navigate that complex situation to make sure you receive the best outcome possible. We take the policy, we take what's happening in the loss, and we sift it through. It's just like a colander. And the state has required licensing. So every public adjuster is licensed through the state, and they're background checked and fingerprinted and everything else. And so there is a very rigorous standard that has to be met. There are law and ethics that need to be kept. There are CE credits. There's a lot of things that go on. And the reason why we bring this up is because to be a public adjuster and to represent the insured, we're required to meet and maintain certain levels. Insurance companies, when they hire their adjusters, they are not required to hold those same standards. Pretty interesting.
Wow. So that's really important how you're saying that, because that even makes your job more important, because you're that person that, like, here's the things. So you kind of help the homeowner hold them accountable.
Yeah, the only thing that we're not allowed to do, which is carved out in state statute, is interpret the policy for law. That's it, because we're not lawyers. We're not attorneys.
Right.
Unless a public adjuster happens to be an attorney.
Right.
Well, then again, but long story short, the only thing we're not allowed to do is interpret the law. But we are able to cite, we're able to help people understand how the court and the claims process works as it goes through the legal system, if they have to get there. It's very important to help insureds understand what they are required to do by the policy too, because every policy is different. You'd be surprised. Some policies require you as a policy holder, if you want to file a valid claim, you have to send what's called a proof of loss in. And you wouldn't know that if you don't have your policy. And if you fail to do that and you become in dispute with the insurance company, say, you know what, I had a hurricane come through here and it tore off the roof, and this happens, tornadoes come through this area all the time. It doesn't have to be a hurricane in Florida.
Right.
I love the reason, one of the reasons I love this place is the drama. Like, seriously, it's like, oh, this is so lovely. And boom, all of a sudden this cloud comes.
Real life theater.
Oh, it is real life theater. Seriously, hang around. Our friend sent a shot of a water spout that was flying through the other day here. I mean, how cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't come too close.
Yeah, right? Hey, listen, I mean, just to a little segue too as well. I mean, a major tornado system went right through Tallahassee just a little while ago.
Right.
And these are major, major things that happen. I mean, these are storm systems that come up. They're very fast, very sudden, and they move and they create a lot of damage. So these are important things to know. So safety first, always. So be prepared. And right. So part of this whole process of having conversation is to help people be prepared. Simple steps. If you have a question about what should I do to be prepared to file a claim, be proactive. Contact us at Claimology. Find us online at claimology.com. It's very simple. claimology.com. Look at it's there and then reach out to us. It's very simple.
That's great. So what is the whole realm that you help with? Obviously, you know, natural disasters, that sort of thing, like hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding. That. So how expansive do you go outside of that? I know some people are like, well, do you help with an auto accident? Like, what do you help with outside of that so that people can be completely clear?
So as public adjusters, we are allowed to adjust first and third party claims for property, physical, tangible things. So boats, planes, cars, anything insurable, even bicycles. But hey, no, like if you were Pee Wee Herman and had that bicycle, right? Yeah.
Right.
How
about the Wicked Witch?
Yeah, absolutely. Her broomstick? 100%. She needs a ride too.
So you got to get where you need to go.
And so anything physical, your property, your business, contents, business interruption, condominiums, commercial properties too as well, all of these things, providing risk analysis. So as public adjusters, we're allowed to adjust those claims. However, if you have insurance claims questions, having the resources and as part of being a public adjuster, there are associations like the Florida Association of Public Insurance Adjusters. But those particular resources also have resources to help find other attorneys for different types of things. Say, hey, you know what? Like, there's a great resource in the state of Florida that if, hey, you say, you know what? I have a question about insurance. Contact them. You can contact the Florida Department of Insurance and say, hey, I have a question. What should we do about this? How am I supposed to go about this? If you really want to ask the state. Sometimes it takes a little longer to find there.
Right.
And within the state, there's a lot of good help. And so as public adjusters, we're able to help adjust. And what I mean by adjust is make sure that you receive the fair compensation. What's fair?
Gotcha.
What's fair? So if you have a tornado that comes through your home, if you have a fire that comes through your home, okay. If you've got smoke damage in your house, a grease fire, the things that need to be considered, the type of cleaning. So one of the most important things is to look at the damage and to help the insured understand the scope of what's going on.
So what would be the right step? So if something, you know, say my flood damage or whatever, I'm just picking, someone's like, basement, no, I don't have one. would I want to call my insurance company first and have someone come out? Or would I want to talk to you first and be like, okay, what can you help me identify? Because I might be missing something. Would somebody call and speak to you first, or should they start with your insurance company, have them come out and say, oh, it's this, this, and this, and then call you and be like, hey, I just want to make sure that we're hitting all the right marks?
Absolutely. You'll always want to put your carrier or your agent on notice first. And that's probably the best place to start. If you have a question, I mean, if you've got a fire in your house, call your insurance company. Say, hey, listen, I've got a fire in my home, and this is what's going on. Something like that's a major loss. Things like this. It's happening in the moment, and it's just, you don't even think about it. You have a flood in your home, contact them. However, make sure you contact your agent. If you have a question about, should I file a claim? Is this a claim? Contact your insurance agent and just let them know, hey, I have an issue. I'm not sure if it's a claim or not, but I want to put you on notice because they are a duly licensed agent. They represent. That's supposed to be the first line. Honestly, the first line should be the agent. And the agent is the one that should be helping to mediate the claims process. Because in the reality, that's the old role of that agent in a sense. However, they don't get involved in those things anymore. Those things are completely gone. So my recommendation is if you have a question about a claim, contact your agent, your insurance agent, put them on notice, say, hey, listen, I'm not filing a claim, but I want it on record that I have an issue that I'm thinking about. And the reason why you're doing this is because you want to timestamp it, because you want to be proactive. In the event it takes you 3 or 4 months to discover what happens, because A, you might not be able to find a contractor. B, the contractor that you find the first day might not show up for a week, you know, right. Then it takes a little longer because something else happens. So, you know, it takes time and you want to be able to identify these things. And so as you identify these things, you want to be able to give yourself time to move in the claim, because once you start the claim process in the state of Florida, you only have 1 year to make sure you get everything in.
Wow.
And that's a new law that's changed. It used to be 3 years.
Wow.
Used to have in the state of Florida 3 years. It's been changed over the last few years. So now you have 12 months. You have 1 year to file your claim. And also within that time frame, the policies also have language that excludes hidden, unseen damage and things of this nature. So you really want to make sure if you're going to file a claim, is it worth it? And the reason why I say that is because you might have a specific wind deductible that's not related to a hurricane. You might have a specific policy that has a wind or hail deductible. And that might be $5,000, $10,000. Who knows what that, it might be right. A large portion because you have that particular type of policy in the state of Florida. Well, guess what? If you have a small footprint roof and your roof is, let's just say $15,000, and you have a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible, if you file your claim, you'll get $5,000, right? And just in simple math.
Right.
So you have to think about it. Well, is it worth it to file a claim? Some people choose to take higher deductibles because they will self-insure up to a certain limit. Everyone has to look at their own risk and see what they're able to handle. And so part of this process, we want to help educate people or to ask the right questions of your insurance agent. Do I have the right coverage? Certain policies have been changed, so now there are things that when people purchase a policy, they have water damage limits of maybe $10,000. Well, guess what? I saved $300 on my premium, but guess what? You had a water damage in your home and your kitchen pipe burst, your refrigerator supply line leaked while you were out in Biloxi for the weekend. You know what I mean? You're on a 3-day trip and you come back and the next thing you know, your house is like, what? But you chose that policy.
Right.
Everything's a gamble. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is a gamble. Listen, Biloxi insurance, it's a risk.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you want to join the conversation, and this is a great conversation, I'm feeling selfish because you and I are just going back and forth. But if you want to join the conversation, get those questions in. It's 954. Our number is 850-437-1620. You can hit us on the text line or give us a call. We do have a text that came in. My business spends over $120,000 per year on commercial insurance. And yet, it is my belief that in case of a storm, it will be a tug of war with the insurance company to get my claims paid. Are there any commercial insurance companies in Florida paying claims promptly?
Well, that's a great, great question. Whether it's commercial claims, whether it's residential claims, there is an obligation to pay promptly. And so, yes, insurance companies will try to maneuver the claim so it's paid and closed as quickly as possible. They want to close it off their books because they're also rated on how fast they're able to pay claims. So that's why you'll see in the state of Florida when there is a hurricane that flows through, like Hurricane Michael, a big massive one in this that just down in Panama City, the insurance companies, they will rate claims and they'll pay them out quickly to keep their rating, but they'll say you're able to supplement it. And so the insurance company's obligations are to pay quickly. You want to help them pay as quickly as possible. So take the responsibility on yourself to say, hey, number one, what does my policy allow for? If I have business interruption in my policy, do I have all of the things like that are my business, like receipts for the last 2 years, tax returns for the last 2 years?
Keep those things.
I mean, these are like if you have an Airbnb, these are important things. You know what I mean? Because if you have a loss of business, if you have a rental property here on the beach, you know, and they're there and you're renting it out, the next thing you know, it's gone. You lose that opportunity. So you want to be able to prove and document what you're claiming. So the best thing too is to start taking pictures, do maintenance around the property, hire specialists to come out and document your roofing system, your plumbing system, hire a home inspector, do these things. Hey, last year, a small little, an investment of a few hundred dollars in the event every single year has the opportunity to save you a lot. And what I mean is, because if you have a claim, whether it's on any property, there's a huge exclusion for maintenance and wear and tear. That's a huge exclusion, especially for roofing systems. If you have a commercial property and the footprint's huge and you have a flat roof and you have a warehouse and you're and it's gone, and the next thing you know, all of the contents inside of your warehouse, let's say it's a furniture store, you know, and the next thing you know, everything's gone, or you're an artist, you know, and the warehouse and all of your art's gone. Do you have the right insurance to cover your art?
Right.
Are you insured the right way? Yeah.
Right. That's devastating. Yeah. Art is important.
Yeah. Art is life. But you know what? It's beautiful because it's like, this is the art. It's like generate, organize, destroy. Graffiti's great for it. I love that aspect of it. It teaches us to release. And like these storms also help us teach us to release. We hold on to a lot. Listen,
right.
We're insuring a lot because we want to have a lot.
Right.
Listen, we have this big footprint. We pay for it. It is what it is. Listen, but when the storm comes, it just is what it is. Thank God.
Right.
It's not people, it's things.
Right.
You know, and so it's
people
important.
People are not as, things aren't replaceable, but it's different when it's people.
Absolutely. And it's the memories. Like the things that I see, like when fires and disasters happen like that, it's the memories that are there. It's the memories of people that have their roots there, or their family possessions are gone, the pictures are gone. And those, you know, those are the things, the tangible items that aren't able to be recovered. So even more important to stay in the moment, right? Appreciate what we have.
Right.
Savor those things. Enjoy that smell, right? And then when it goes, because like all things do go.
Yep.
We do go, right?
We
may go before the house goes. You know what I mean? So, hey.
Right. Be grateful and appreciate. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. What are some of the biggest mistakes that homeowners make when it comes to insurance claims? Is it, you know, not, I mean, I like how you're talking about, like, you should always be documenting and that sort of stuff, but what do you think some of the biggest mistakes that they make are? Just not knowing their policy, or
ignorance?
Yeah.
And it's not the fault of that, it's just the education.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to know if you don't know? Even if you read the policies, wonderful, I read the policies, I understand the policies, that's great, but guess what happens when you file a claim? Sometimes your policy, they're denied. What do you do? How do you overcome a denial? How do you ask the insurance company? How do you document and prove that? So it's really just understanding how the process works.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Remind everybody how they can find you and contact you.
Find us at claimology.com. That's www.claimology.com.
Great. And you have a great Facebook page too.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're trying to get out there, help people out.
Great. Thank you so much. This was Matt with Claimology.